It's Tuesday, June 14th. This is Overtime. I'm your host, Patrick Davis. Today, I'm joined by Chris Sanchez from the Three Guys Sports Show and Friday Night Fan Stand. You've seen in the news recently, Ohio State facing multiple sanctions, just introduced their interim coach as Jim Tressel resigned. USC got their sanctions upheld, also had their 2004 national championship revoked. Today, we discuss whether or not these penalties are strong enough. 3 minutes on the clock. What do you got?
I am saying that these penalties are strong enough. I mean, Patrick, they've already taken away a national championship from USC, and then taking away some scholarships and, you know, all the sanctions that they do have. I do think it's going to be enough. I don't think it's enough to deter anybody from doing anything, but until they start changing the rules about, you know, player compensation, are we really going to see anything change?
Well, that's the thing. You can't say they're strong enough and then say it's not going to dissuade anybody. You have to make them stronger. And you look at, they took the title away from USC, but who cares? I don't care. I watched the game. They won. They beat Oklahoma. Oklahoma said they don't want the title. No, nobody won. You can't just go no title in 2004. No, USC won it. You can take away the trophy from the locker room, but we all saw that game. We know they won. You know what Pete Carroll said? He doesn't care. Matt Leinart doesn't care. Reggie Bush doesn't care. If the players don't care and the coaches don't care, who does? So it doesn't matter. You can take away every title. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about putting restrictions. You need to penalize the coaches and the ADs. It's their jobs. They're kids. They're 18, 19-year-old kids. They got a lot of future ahead of them. And these coaches and ADs are not allowing or are letting them do this and not getting punished enough. Jim Tressel got, what, 2-game suspension? And then finally he resigned? He asked for 5-game suspension. He resigned. They never put that on him. The AD for Ohio State still has a job. That guy should be fired as well. You can't have a school being run and they're just letting these players do things. You have to stop it. You have to put harsher penalties. Suspend players. Take them out of the only good penalty they have on USC is they can't play in bowl games. Other than that, everything else, kind of a moot point because players still want to go to these major schools.
Yeah, you know, and that's it, Patrick, is that players want to go to these major schools. So these sanctions really don't do anything. So for me, they are harsh enough to the point where it's getting a point across. Until they start giving these sanctions to these coach-specific, like you said, to a Jim Tressel, to a Bruce Pearl, then things are going to start happening when they start sanctioning the actual people that are making the violations. When you're sanctioning just a whole school and the kids that weren't there, I think you're punishing the wrong people here. And I think that these sanctions are hard enough for what's been going on. But in the future, you know, we're going to see what's going to happen with the sanctions as far as it goes with the coaches. I'm not sure if Jim Tressel is going to get another job. If they do hang some stuff on him while he's out there in a job search, that would be interesting to see. But I also want to see sanctions going on against ADs. That would be cool too.
Yeah, and you want to really hurt these schools? You want to hurt these schools at the top? Hit them in the pocketbook. Take money from these schools and take money from these programs. They ain't hurting the kids. The kids ain't seeing any of this money. Take money from these schools. Hurt them where, and that's going to hit them where they hurt because they're not going to be able to build this stuff. They're going to lose recruits this way. Hit them in the pocketbook. That's a buzzer. Chris, thanks so much for coming in today. You got anything you want to plug?
ThreeGuysSportsShow.com. Check us out. You know, me and Brandon Wark, Alex Franco. FridayNightFanStand.com as well.
Remember, you can join the discussion on Facebook, Overtime with Patrick Davis. You can follow me on Twitter, @OvertimePat. We'll have another discussion tomorrow. See you then.